Hey folks, this is Tom Castles, former host of Databook. I just wanted to drop in for a second to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by InterSystems, the engine behind the world's most important healthcare applications. So here's the deal. InterSystems is all about helping you overcome the challenges of modern healthcare. Their advanced software solutions can help your health system transform care processes for moving to value-based care, managing population health, engaging patients, and so much more. It's all driven by a simple mission: to empower care providers and connect care communities around clearly presented, easy-to-use, and comprehensive health information. I think we can all agree that our industry needs innovation. So that's why I encourage you to take the next step today. Reach out to InterSystems on Twitter or LinkedIn, or visit them online at intersystems.com.
Hi everyone, this is Samara Rosenfeld and Paul Abrams, hosts of Databook. We are here at MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada for the Health 2019 conference. Today, we are joined by Corey McCann, CEO of Pear Therapeutics. Corey, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your time.
Of course.
So we just wanted to start out by, you know, getting to know a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm the chief executive officer of a company called Pear Therapeutics. And one of the buzzwords around health this year is digital therapeutics. Pear is really the leader in that space. So we develop what we call prescription digital therapeutics, or PDTs. Really simply, that's software as a drug. So it's pieces of software that are intended for use to treat disease. They're physician prescription, and they're run through clinical trials, just like you would expect to see for a drug. They're taken through an FDA approval process, very much like what you would expect to see for a drug, and then they wind up with a regulatory label, very much like what you would expect to see for a drug. And we've got the first two products in that space. It's our Reset and Reset-O products.
So can you tell us a little bit about those products?
Absolutely, happy to. So both of these products are, again, prescription digital therapeutics, and they're intended to treat different addiction conditions. So Reset is indicated for use to treat addiction to alcohol, cannabis, cocaine, or stimulants. And of note, this is actually the first product to ever receive FDA treatment claims for the treatment of cannabis, cocaine, or stimulants. The product is monotherapy, so there's no drug that's used in combination. And the product is a 12-week prescription. So the physician writes a script for this piece of software or the prescription digital therapeutic, and the patient then uses it on their own time to treat their substance use disorder. Second product, called Reset-O, is specifically for opiate use disorder, and that product is indicated for use in combination with a drug called buprenorphine, which is one of the common medications to treat addiction to opioids.
So is it like a nudge product where it's going to remind the patients to not only adhere to their medication, especially for the phased therapy, but also to go through a different recovery process, maybe through meditation? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so certainly nudges and patient engagement are an important part of the products. These particular products employ a very specific type of what's called cognitive behavioral therapy, which is the way that a physician would treat a patient with an addiction condition in a face-to-face setting. And really the way that cognitive behavioral therapy works is that it directly changes the brain. So it sets up new neural circuits that help a patient to be able to refuse drugs, for example. And what we've done is to take that active ingredient — that's the way you'd think about it in the drug context — we've taken that active ingredient, we've optimized it, and then we've coupled it with these different ways of incenting patients so that you're able to drive the dose. And when you see more dosing of the CBT portion of the product, you see more abstinent behavior. So it drives a dose response curve, very much like what you would expect to see in drug development.
So it's basically a positive or negative reinforcement. Am I incorrect in that statement, or?
This particular product does not employ negative reinforcement modalities, but certainly positive reinforcement is particularly effective in patients with different addiction conditions, because they have very overactive dopaminergic circuitry.
Right.
And I think, as the adage goes, it's all dopamine.
Right.
So positive reinforcement works quite effectively in patients with addiction.
I feel like something like addiction
maybe people think that they need to go and get care face to face. There's more of that human interaction aspect. So, you know, can you tell me some of the benefits of using a prescription-based digital therapeutic instead of that, you know, one-on-one face-to-face conversation?
Yeah, so first I would just clarify the instead of. So these products collect data, and that data goes up to our secure cloud-based infrastructure, which populates a clinician dashboard. And really the context in which products like this are most efficacious is when a patient is using them in the real world, and then when they see their clinician, the clinician is able to access a dashboard to understand what the patient is experiencing in their day-to-day life, and then use that dashboard to help to guide the face-to-face experience. So that sort of partial substitution is really where the products are most effective. So again, I wouldn't think about this as an either or, but this is a way to be able to enhance and streamline face-to-face care.
So it's basically another adjunct to care, right? So you could still use traditional methodologies, but then add this on there to help increase adherence, right, and aid recovery.
I think that that's one way to think about it, and I think it's just, it's useful to maybe sharpen some of that language. Mm-hmm. So when we think about PDTs, really we're always aiming for efficacy. Mm-hmm. And efficacy will be different in each one of these different patient populations. In the case of substance use disorder, efficacy is defined as abstinence. So in our clinical studies, what we're looking for is evidence that the products, so in the case Reset or Reset-O, are able to directly produce more abstinence. And I guess I would just give you an example of Reset's pivotal study, where across 399 patients in 10 centers in the US, patients who received the Reset product were more than twice as likely to be abstinent at the end of a 12-week treatment paradigm, as opposed to patients who received solely 4 hours per week of the best care that you could receive. So I think this is helpful just in the way that we think about the world. I hope you're hearing a lot of drug-like paradigms in the way that we think and speak. It's really all about clinical evidence, and it's all about high standards of clinical evidence.
I'm friends in the military, and he started a mission using, I guess it would be more like telemedicine, but some app-based treatment for PTSD. Mm-hmm. And it's based out of Philly. It's Neuroflow, but they do the exact something similar. Again, yours is totally different. Yours is a prescription base. This is, I guess, an add-on or another avenue for patients to get treated. So
we actually have in early to mid stage a product that specifically addresses post-traumatic stress disorder. And so I think really, if we take a couple steps back. The reason why there's so much buzz around digital therapeutics at this conference is that this is a whole new therapeutic modality. Really, this will be standard of care starting in addiction. I think you'll see it expand to standard of care in other conditions of the brain, things like PTSD, for example. And then you'll see it be standard of care outside of conditions of the brain as well. And really what we've built at Pear is the company that has built the infrastructure to do this time and time again. So that's why I'm so excited, and I think that's why there's some buzz around this space here.
Now, I know recently in the news, Pear and Novartis' Sandoz, cut ties. Can you just talk a little bit about, you know, how that affects Pear and, you know, what you're going to do moving forward?
Sure. Happy to speak to that. So we have a remaining deal with Novartis, and that's a partnership to develop new prescription digital therapeutics for patients with multiple sclerosis and then with schizophrenia. So again, it speaks to the fact that we're really approaching this as a whole new therapeutic space. We are incredibly excited to be in the position to now be able to self-commercialize our Reset and Reset-O products. And really the news around our termination of the agreement with Sandoz is just a continuation of business as usual. We had a co-promote. We had a field force that was out there detailing addictionologists, so clinicians who specialize in treating patients with addiction. And this is an awesome opportunity for us to expand that field force to really help to bring the products to patients. And I would say that the response from patients has been incredibly positive thus far, to continue to educate clinicians and the experience with clinicians has been very positive thus far, and then to help to work with payers to get access to the products for patients who need them.
I actually was going to ask about the neurological disorders, and if you already had, if you have something in development for PTSD, then it just makes sense you would have something in line for neurological, like schizophrenia, MS, right? With that, what's the uptake from physicians of having a digital therapeutic versus a traditional therapeutic?
You know, I'm fond of the phrase, the devil's in the data. And so...
numbers, you know, don't lie. Right?
Just to be a skeptic, which is, I think, very appropriate in healthcare, you know, physicians are not looking for more pieces of software. I think what they're looking for is for opportunities to make their patients better. Mm-hmm. And when we're helping to educate clinicians, we start with the clinical data. And as you probably know, it's been incredibly difficult to develop new drugs for many of these conditions. You look at the pharma pipeline, and it is just about bare. So this is a way to be able to deliver the kind of efficacy that pharma would love to be able to deliver for these patients. And I think, you know, so I'm a recovering physician myself. I was a physician in a former life. And, you know, one of the things that physicians value is clinical data and the opportunity to make their patients better. And so when we approach physicians with randomized clinical data, where the products have been compared to best of breed standard of care, so the best care that their patients could possibly be receiving.
Level one data versus best patient care.
That is exactly where we're headed across every single product, and that is what drives this space.
This is an unbelievable technology that I think is really gonna change the face of healthcare in general. And I love the idea of where you're going and your progression in the treatment continuum. I'm really excited to see what happens next and how you can change the paradigm from traditional therapeutics and changing it to a digital form. But I think that's it. Thanks for your time. I really do appreciate and learn more about Pear and what you guys are doing. And I'm definitely going to follow you very, very closely as you progress along your pipeline.
Yeah, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you as well. We're excited.
Hey, folks. This is Tom Castles, former host of Databook. I just wanted to drop in for a second to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by InterSystems, the engine behind the world's most important healthcare applications. So here's the deal. InterSystems is all about helping you overcome the challenges of modern healthcare. Their advanced software solutions can help your health system transform care processes for moving to value-based care, managing population health, engaging patients, and so much more. It's all driven by a simple mission: to empower care providers and connect care communities around clearly presented, easy to use, and comprehensive health information. I think we can all agree that our industry needs innovation. So that's why I encourage you to take the next step today. Reach out to InterSystems on Twitter or LinkedIn, or visit them online at intersystems.com.